This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Late last year, the Monday after Thanksgiving, General Motors announced it was going to take 5 plants offline and lay off 15% of its salaried workforce because the company said it has to meet car buyers where they are. More SUVs and light trucks, fewer sedans, get going on electrics and self-driving. The catch is that those shutdowns left workers without jobs where they are. GM says there is work for most every hourly employee at one of its other plants, provided they're willing to relocate. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson spent some time talking to GM employees in Lordstown, Ohio, where, until it went dark this past March, GM had had a plant since 1966. The question on a lot of the kitchen tables was stay or go.
For the Fegley family, moving isn't all bad.
I cannot wait for this house to go away. It is the most decrepit piece of crap in the world.
Melissa Fegley points to a missing patch of ceiling above the dining table in her house in Warren, Ohio, just north of Youngstown. It's one of a long list of things she and her husband haven't had the money or time to fix. The house needs a new roof, a new foundation.
The original piping is bad and it leaks. We fixed it so many times and it still leaks.
It's the shower.
That's Melissa's 11-year-old daughter, Serenity.
I'm not going to miss the house. Or they get out of the shower.
Yeah, because of the water leaking.
Yeah. I hate that so much.
You won't have that anymore.
Melissa's husband, Lincoln, has worked at GM's Lordstown, Ohio plant since 2008, except for a 16-month layoff soon after he started. He was one of the last 1,600 employees at the plant this spring when GM discontinued the Chevy Cruze and mothballed the plant. Many of those workers have asked to transfer to other GM plants, what's known as a voluntary transfer. But other workers, including Lincoln, have been assigned to new plants by the company, what they call a forced transfer. GM is sending Lincoln to a plant that makes vans and mid-sized trucks in Wentzville, Missouri, near St. Louis, a 10-hour drive from friends and family. And that's weighing on Melissa.
Because 10 hours isn't something I can just zip home if somebody's like, oh, mom's in the hospital or so-and-so, this has happened.
The Fegley's family and friends gathered at Lincoln's favorite barbecue place to say goodbye before he headed to Missouri in April.
That was the most crying I've ever seen out of a group of adult men. They will all deny, I'm sure, if anybody asks them later.
Yeah, I'm saying goodbye. I want everyone to take note of it.
At the party, Lincoln was feeling pretty emotional about the move, but he also felt like he didn't really have a choice. He could have turned down the transfer, but then he'd have lost the unemployment benefits from the company, including health insurance. He'd lose the right to transfer to another GM plant. So moving was the best of not great options.
Yes, because where else can you go and make this kind of money?
Working on the assembly line is draining, repetitive work. But Lincoln makes almost $30 an hour.
I mean, sure, it's costing me my body and damages, but maybe my daughter won't have to go through any of this with me working and being able to put her into school and through school.
So he's upset with GM for closing the plant, thinks it's corporate greed at work, but it still pays better than any other job he could find.
Around here, the best stuff is $16 an hour, hour and a half for my house. Anything else is $9 to $11, and that doesn't cut it. When I was working that before I started at GM, my credit card just kept getting fuller and fuller just trying to make it.
Under GM's union agreement, Lincoln is getting $30,000 for relocation expenses. But in exchange, he's committed to stay in Missouri at least 3 years, even if the Lordstown plant goes back to work. That's at least 3 years away from everyone the Fegleys care about, like Joshua Fegley, Lincoln's brother.
He's been my, my rock basically my entire life. And yeah, GM is kind of taking him away from me.
And Joshua's losing more than his brother.
I have a lot of friends who work for GM. A lot of them are in Tennessee and Indiana now. And every day on my way to work, I see another house is up for sale. And I feel like this is because of GM.
He's worried about how the plant closing will affect business at the restaurant where he works and what will happen to the area's economy if the plant doesn't reopen. Lordstown isn't quite the GM company town that it once was, but if the plant doesn't open, researchers estimate the direct and indirect costs will amount to an $8 billion hit to the regional economy. Like her uncle, Serenity isn't feeling much love for GM right now either, and she's figured out who she thinks is to blame. It's CEO Mary Barra.
It's crazy because a single person, CEO, should not have the right to just make us leave every single thing that we've ever known
loved ever experienced behind because she thinks that it's not worth it or it's not going big enough. And it's stupid and it's crappy and she should not have the right to do that.
Still, the Feckleys are trying to think of the move as a fresh start. After the party, Melissa and Serenity stayed in Ohio to finish out the school year. Lincoln started work in Missouri in April and made an offer on a new house a month later. He used the money from his GM relocation package as a down payment, something he and Melissa had trouble saving for on their own. Melissa remembers when she saw the new house for the first time in June.
Yeah, I cried because I was like, I don't know how I'm going to keep up a house this nice or how I'm going to keep it clean. And this one, like, everything works and all the windows close and there's no water leaking from everywhere. So it's amazing and overwhelming.
It has two stories, four bedrooms, a garage. Serenity gets her own bathroom and it's in a quiet neighborhood. She won't fall asleep to the sound of sirens or stereos blaring. The house had only been on the market 2 days. Already had another offer on it, and they had to pay just over asking price to get it, $226,000.
Yeah, it makes me a little nauseous. That's a lot of money.
Their old house in Ohio was once appraised at $60,000, and it was fully paid off. But because of all of the repairs it needs, the couple is selling it to Lincoln's brother for only a few thousand dollars. So the new house is much nicer, but it's also totally changing their financial picture. And that feels risky.
It's a contract year for the UAW, which means there's always the possibility that there's a strike. Which if there's a strike, he's not making any money. I don't want to get out there and dig ourselves into a hole that we can't get out of.
In some ways, the plant closing helped the Feckleys do something they've wanted to do for years. Find a better house in a better neighborhood. It's just not the town or even the state they wanted to be in. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.